Big Poppy Willie. That's what they're going to start calling him. Weight Room Willie. Hey, yeah, we need to make a hashtag out of that. Weight Room Willie. You heard it.
Oh, here we go. There's another one.
Yo, 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 what's up, Sooner fans? This is your host from the Prairie to the Pros, Jeremiah Hall, formerly number 27 on the field, but always number one in your hearts. Here with me today, you know who it is, number nine on the field, my right-hand man, the Braden Willis. And this is the podcast on the Prairie. What up, B?
Yo.
That the always makes you smile, huh?
Nah, it's just funny, man. Like I say, it just every week it just gets more and more, like it just gets more and more popular, I guess. It's just funny. Something so little. When I said it, it's just funny because when I said it, I didn't think nothing of it. Like I didn't think this would become how it is today. And now it's just like a whole big old deal. So it's just,
I like it.
It's kind of funny. I appreciate it.
Sooner fans, it is Sunday. 2/27/22. It is a special day because it's the 27th. On the 27th of every month, I claim it to be my day. No, I'm just kidding. big weekend for Sooner Sports. We'll talk about it here soon. We got softball going undefeated in another classic. We got our girl, the dog, Maddie, getting the game-winning assist in the win over Kansas State. We got OU men's basketball winning their game in Bedlam and much, much more to talk about. But first, Braden, how was your day?
It was good. Like you said, it's Sunday. We had a players-led team meeting, basically.
Yeah.
We've been doing them a whole lot more. You know, last year we just, you know, some of the older guys that, you know, are leading it now, you know what I'm saying, Justin Bros, myself, EG, some other guys like that. We just felt like we didn't take initiative on too many leading opportunities. And we felt like we didn't grow guys as leaders as much last year. And so that's one of our big emphasis is like growing our team in terms of knowledge and stuff. And then also growing leaders. Like we said, if we start or as of today, which was like, it was like last week, but I'm going to say it as of today, we were saying, if we start off or when we finish the season, if we have the same amount of leaders as we do as when we started, then we didn't do our jobs as leaders, you know what I'm saying? As a leadership council. So, you know, we want to equip guys to be able to be the best leaders they got best leaders they can be in terms of like, what leadership style they're comfortable with and, you know, just how to lead different ways they can lead, you know, not everybody has to be the vocal, whatever the case would be. But we've also took initiative on making presentations on like mental aspects of the game. So today was mental conditioning in terms of positive self-talk. You know what I'm saying? You know, when we get on the field, sometimes we talk ourselves up like, come on, you know, you might be like, come on, 2-7. Come on, 2-7. We're going to have a day today. You know, we're going to have a day today. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? And so yeah. We just kind of touched on that topic. And I think it was beneficial for the team. It's just really crazy. It's a whole different vibe. Like we have team meetings like every, you know, Sunday, Monday. Leaders meet a lot. Like it's just different. We just felt like we waited too long last year to do something as leaders, and so we wanted to change that right up front, especially with the change in culture and change in coaches, you know. So I feel like that's one of the things that's going really, really well. And even guys that came from other places are like, man, this is like totally different. We're like I see why y'all win. We're like, hey, it's a lot of things are different nowadays too. So, I mean, you know, we're all not used to it.
You know, it's crazy. I was watching The Witcher. I'm sure you've seen me tweet about it and the rest of the fans. I was watching The Witcher, right? And the guy, The Witcher, to give Sooner Nation some background, right? The Witcher is like a monster slayer. He's a human with heightened senses and the ability to kill. So think of him as like Superman that kills monsters, right? And he said, Witchers don't hesitate. If you hesitate, you die. And that got me thinking. I had to pause it because I started thinking about football and I started thinking about my leadership this past year, right? And I started thinking about how oftentimes I would hesitate too much. And it's crazy that you even brought this up because I was going to talk to you about this regardless. Do not hesitate. If you want to call a meeting, call a meeting. As a leader, it's your team. Like, if you feel like something is on your heart that you got to tell your guys, text your guys. You know, don't wait. Don't ask for permission. It's better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission. It's better to tell. Right. It's better to have a young guy say, hey, I think that might have been too much, rather than not say anything at all. And, you know, I don't have any regrets because I learned a lot as a leader, as a captain. It was a position that I didn't hold before. And I think you guys, the offense this year has, I wouldn't say has it a lot more easier than I did, but I feel like there's a little bit more leadership on the offense as a whole. There's more guys able to step up. More guys have been in the fire. More leadership as a collective rather than just listening to the old head, Jay Hall, you know. But I just wanted to make sure I told you that we didn't even plan to talk about that. But yeah, bro, don't hesitate. I love those meetings because it gives a chance for other people to hear what you have to say. And now you're giving a chance for the young guys to see what works best for them. And I don't think that's something that I did a good job of. You know, I always gave people the platform and the opportunity to speak, but I don't think I did a good job of developing the next guy. And so that's cool. That's cool to hear from you guys. I got a question, bro. What was up with y'all having the helmets on the table when y'all were eating soul food? What was it, yesterday or
today? Yeah, no, it was today. That was the next thing I was going to say, because it was obviously today right after the thing. You know, we have our soul team, right? And they do a good job of getting us active in the community and just doing little stuff that, you know, connects us as a team and just learning history of different things and everything like that. So that was a soul food dinner for us. Yeah. Funny, because their name is Soul, and then we had a soul food dinner. But that's what, I guess that was the purpose.
Caleb runs the whole thing, right?
Right. Okay. He's on. Well, he doesn't run it, but he's on the team. There's like four of them. Yeah. But so basically, it was a soul food dinner, really just a bonding experience. But there was also purpose behind it. We had two chefs come in, and it was you know, just kind of educating us about the Black culture and soul food and things among that nature, and then kind of just giving us opportunities to know where some soul food, you know, restaurants are, Black owned soul food restaurants in the area, and, you know, the opportunity to be able to support them by knowing where they are, who they are, and everything. So I thought it was a good little event. Ate really good. Ate too much, probably. But no, it was fun. They just had tables on there. Obviously, they were going to take pictures, so they had to make it look professional and fancy and all that other stuff. But that was what that was for. It was just for the aesthetic of the look. But it was a nice little time. Good bonding, especially because everybody that was in the meeting just went straight up to
that was convenient
upstairs. So yeah,
it bothered me that there were helmets on the table, bro. Like, I know those helmets are dirty. I know that they did not clean those helmets. And also, a dirty helmet sitting right next to a bowl of rice. I'm like, bro, that is like, I understand the aesthetic or whatever you want to call it, but come on now. Like, we could have got something else.
That they cleaned them. Yeah. Just hope that they cleaned them or something. They deep cleaned them before they did that. Cause I was just off that deep cleaned.
You probably didn't even think about that while you're eating.
I didn't think about it, but the thing is, the table was so big that the helmet was never really too close to me. Like, wherever there was a helmet, like on each little, it wasn't close to me at all. So I didn't think about it. It wasn't near me. So, but now that you say that, like, there was probably someone that was sitting right across from it. It was, you know what I'm saying? No, for sure, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the podcast, but you all must know that we don't have a producer this time around recording our podcast. Our guy, Alex, is somewhere. He ran a half marathon today, and he's hanging out with his family. I don't know where it was. I'm assuming it was in New York.
Yeah, we got to ask. Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot to ask. But shout out to our guy, Alex. We're recording this without him, so hopefully no pulled hamstrings or any injuries to my guy. I think he's good. We'll have to check back in with him tomorrow. But,
for sure.
Bro, I got to tell you what happened to me this past weekend. So, I guess my game isn't as strong as I thought, bro. I guess
that's not what I've heard.
Oh yeah, no, I chopped it up with old girl and I was smooth. That was.
We're talking about another situation.
Yeah, no, we'll talk about that off camera, but.
Gotcha.
Yeah, bro. So let me just set it up for you, right? So I'm on my Instagram Explore page, right? I see this cute girl. She's in Denver. And I DM her. The goal while I'm out here in Denver, I just need somebody to kick it with, bro. Like, I don't need no emotional attachment. I don't need no friends with benefits. No, none of that. I just wanted somebody to like kick it with, hang with. You know, it gets lonely.
Man, it's lonely, guys. That's what I'm saying. He's lonely. He just needs someone to chop it up with at night. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Just show me around. Take me to a few restaurants.
You know, so let's go to brunch. Like, kick it. Like, have some good conversation and go on about our day.
Exactly. Like, come on. So that's the goal in mind. It's important because every man knows that your approach changes depending on what the objective is. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't no step back in this one. You just like,
yeah, exactly. There is no hesitation in this play because I know I have good intentions, right? So, we're chopping it up on Instagram. I get her number. And I don't like small talk, bro. I'm a man of action. So I'm going to hit you up. We might go back and forth, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 times. But eventually, I'm going to ask you to, like, let's hang. Let's do something because I'm not going to text you all day. I'm busy. So old girl was like, yeah, we can hang. And so I was like, what days you free? She was like, blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay, cool. So the first time I asked her to hang, she said she was busy with her family. And I was like, okay, like, no problem. Because I just so happened to be busy with my mom, too. So, actually, I was glad that didn't work, right?
Right.
So, the second time, she was like, I'm free Friday night and I'm free Saturday night. And I was like, okay, cool. And Friday, she never got back to me. And so, Saturday, I was like, yo, let's go grab drinks. Like, early on in the day on Saturday, I was like, you still free? She was like, yeah. And then later on, I was like, let's go grab drinks, right? And so then she never got back to me. I was like, dang, like, I kind of like, I shaved my head and washed my face. Like, I put on cologne. So,
oh, man.
I'm like, man, like, you know.
Wait, I'm talking, what'd you put on?
Dolce & Gabbana, blue.
Okay. Light blue. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know, I like my colognes. You know this. I like my colognes. I got to ask.
Yeah, that's my go-to. I was like, yo, like, this is my first time actually, like, dressing up to go out. Like, let me, like, you know, look presentable. And then she was like, after that, now this is strike two now. Like, I was almost about to, you know, be away with her.
Yeah.
So the following Monday, she was like, yo, my bad. How about you just stop by my job? We can chop it up. I'll be there, right?
Yeah.
And so she works at a nutrition place, like the prep meals or whatever. That's what she does. Okay. And so I was like, bet, for sure. Like, I got time. And so let's see. Wednesday morning, I said, yo, what's the name of the place? She told me, like, the area, but I don't know the name of the place. And how long are you going to be there, just so I know? She never responded. But she was posting on Instagram. So I was like, bro, I unfollowed her so quick and deleted her number. I'm like, strike three. Like, no, I'm done. Like, you're wasting my time. I don't like small talk. don't play with me. My time is valuable. So I guess I ain't got it like I thought I did, bro.
So are you saying my game is better? Is that what you're just saying?
Whoa, relax. Relax. Relax.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying, man. This just sounds like what you were saying. I don't know. You don't have to tell Sooner Nation. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That could be just, you know, between okay. us or whatever.
Whatever. Whatever. What did J. Cole say? He said one of his songs, he said, fool me once. Fool me one time. Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Fool me twice. Can't fool put me the blame twice. On. Yeah. Can't you. Put the blame on you. Fool me three times. F the peace sign.
Only J. Hall would quote a J. Cole lyric on the pod. Yes, sir.
But anyway, I'm a catch. Like, dang.
I'll be telling everybody, bro, come on now. We're catches. Hey, don't worry about it. Play fish in the sea.
I host a podcast, so you already know I can talk to you for days, right?
For days.
We don't even have to talk about football.
Talk about whatever.
Yeah, we can, you know.
This is conversation.
Yeah.
Twitter. I mean, come on now.
Anyways, we got to get going. I could keep talking about that forever.
Man. But,
let's see. What else did I do? Yesterday, I drove to Vail, Colorado, for anyone who knows who that is. Super-duper pretty place. I just wanted to see what it looked like, so I did about an hour, 45-minute drive up there, threw in a podcast. Yes, I do listen to our podcast. I got to add a view. Okay. So I listen to ours every now and then. I don't listen to everyone, though, but so threw in a book and drove up there, looked around, took a nap. Drove back, and then lastly, today is Sunday, and so tomorrow morning, Monday, I will fly out to Indianapolis and start my combine week. So my day is Thursday. For you all wondering, I have my bench in the morning, and then all the 40s and the L drill and all that is in the afternoon on NFL Network. So very excited about that.
They'll be tuning in. I'll be tuning in.
Yeah, I know you don't have class, so I expect you to be watching.
Oh yeah, no, I'll be in there. What time does it start again? I wasn't listening.
I think around 1 or 2 Eastern time. So, I don't know.
What is Eastern time conversion? Eastern time's ahead, an hour ahead of Central, so it would be like 12.
Yeah,
maybe plus not or minus. Bad.
Here, matter of fact. No. I'll pull up the schedule for you, just so you know. All right. So I have bench at 10 a.m. Eastern time, so 9 Central. And then we got a break, a lunch break. And in the evening at 3 p.m. Eastern time, so 2 p.m. your time, we get there on the field. And then an hour later, 4 p.m. Eastern time. 3 p.m. Central time is when we start the 40s, and then after that, we have drills, the vertical, the broad jump, the three cone, and so you need to be watching by 3 o'clock your time.
All righty.
Yes, sir. So that's all I got for my personal life. Sooner Nation, say a prayer. Say a good long prayer for me, because – I think I'm going to go kill it. I think I'm going to turn some heads and impress some people. I'm excited. I can't wait. So say a prayer for me. Moving on to around the world in Sooner sports. We actually have a good amount going on. Like we mentioned earlier, we had our girl Maddie the Dog have the game-winning assist, pass the ball to Taylor Robinson to shoot the three. To win the game versus Kansas State, our OU women's basketball team is ranked number 20 now, climbing slowly but surely. Our men's basketball team won the Bedlam game 66-22. And our OU softball team, man, I'm a little hurt that I missed most of the games this weekend. I only saw the highlights on Twitter, but they sweep the Nutter Classic. The beat up on Long Beach State, beat up on Arizona. That Tennessee game was crazy. People were tagging me in that. like I was I don't know, like I was there in person or something, like, okay, like we'll talk about it on the podcast. just so you guys know, we do have some plans in the works to get a couple softball players on here. So fret not, it is happening. We saw you guys tag all of them, and we've already had some conversations. So it's coming. But Braden, did you get a chance to watch any of those games?
I didn't. So I always try to get in. I always try to watch the games, but usually the ESPN and all the sports networks be doing our girls softball team bad and they don't air it. You know what I'm saying? They'll air it on some random channel that nobody gets or something like that. So I haven't had a chance to watch them. Kind of upset about it. So usually they air more on the TV when like basketball starts to die down. So hopefully I'll get to catch some in the future. Obviously I'm going to be going to the games when they're here, but I didn't get to catch any of those games.
Yeah. Yeah. On top of the softball and basketball, I think our tennis team is number two or number three. And then women's gymnastics, I think they're number two. And I'm pretty sure they go up against, I think it's Michigan who's number one this Friday. So, hey, our women's teams is killing it. It seems like everybody's getting a national championship except the football team, huh?
It's on the way.
It's on the way. Bro, I used to dream and imagine that number seven on the stadium. I used to be like, man, before I leave, that seven is going to be an eight, you know, for mm-hmm. the national championships. I used to count because when I first got there, I think we had won 46 or 45 conference championships. And I'm like, man, that's going to be 50. That's going to be 51. The national championships is going to be eight. Like, I used to dream of that. So now it's your turn.
For sure. You know, you go into the stadium. What I always do, I look at that sometimes, but what I always catch my eye is the press box. And then, you know, they have the years on the press box. And on one side of the press box, that, you know, there's a gap separating it. On one side, it has all the 70s and 80s. And then it has a couple of the, or well, I guess it just has the 70s ones. Then there's 80s. But on the right side, there's three natties. And then there's a blank space on the left side. There's four natties, but it's all filled up. So I'm like, man, that blank space needs to be filled by the time I leave, man.
Yeah.
So I got to make it that 2022.
Well, I know, yeah, 2022.
Man. Man, didn't think I was going to be in college this long.
Oh, man. I knew I was going to be a fifth-year guy. I told my dad, I'm like, yo, I'm gonna steal all their money. I'm going to take all the money they're going to give me.
No, for sure. Leave,
yeah. Once I leave, yeah. I'm not coming back. I have no desire to do school.
Once I'm done with school, I'm done with school. Please, done. I had two tests last week. What was it last week? Maybe the week before.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the week before. Because this week we were snowed in, by the way, iced in. So that was interesting. Yeah, we were iced in for 3 days.
No Schmitty for 3 days?
No Schmitty for 3 days, but we came back. Hit about 21-10, so yeah.
Ooh. Hey, I know right, you said right, you had
fresh
that.
Off the break.
I know you said you had that soul food this weekend. Are you gonna make weight tomorrow?
I hope so. I ate a lot of it. I gotta, you know what I'm saying? I gotta make some pounds up.
I saw a little bit of hesitation on that. You might be a little too much, huh?
You know, Nah. I don't think I'll be too much, man. My body, one thing for Sooner Nation, my body does not hold weight, man. I'll start the season. I mean, I remember starting the season at 242, 243 one time, and by the end of the season, I was like 235. My body does not hold weight. My metabolism go too fast. We do too much. Like, I do not hold weight, but I don't think I'll be over. I should be good. I should be good. I'll probably be right on – right on par, you know, hopefully. I ate good, man. And then, you know what I'm saying, I just ate dinner and maybe I'll have a little snack just in case. But I seriously doubt I'll be over, man. Seriously, like, I don't ever remember a time where I was overweight.
put some granola bars in your pockets just in case or something.
I've been having to do that, you know, sometimes. Like, I was the guy back in the day that had to, you know, prepackage peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in high school so I could eat them throughout the day so I could gain weight. Like, I was that guy.
Dang. I understand that, though, because now that I'm eating better out here, bro, it is hard for me to keep on this weight. Like, I will be full the entire day, weigh in the next morning. I'll eat breakfast, too, and still lose a pound. I'm like, yeah. I'm trying, man. Like, this is difficult. How much do you weigh now?
236, 237.
Ah, okay. I'm back up there. I was 239 today.
Yeah, I've been 237 for 3 weeks now.
Are you going to stay right there?
No, 240. But, I mean, everybody's trying to make weight before spring ball. So my progression jumped up like 4 pounds from 1 week to not. From 1 week to another, or like, okay, the first week that we started doing it, my progression jumped like 3 or 4 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, and I've stayed there. So we're doing a pound a week. So the pound a week thing for me has already been done. Now it's getting to the point where I need to keep on going. I need to 38, 39, 40, and then maintain. You know, but I've already, like, the first week I jumped up like 3 or 4 pounds because I started eating 4 meals instead of 3.
When do y'all start spring ball? Have you got that schedule yet?
So spring ball starts after spring break this year for some odd reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it starts on, what, the 22nd maybe?
Yeah, I know why they're doing that because they did that. I think it was, your freshman year? I think we did that.
Did we?
I think so. It was whenever we got a new quarterback because they didn't want to start. And then us leave. And, like, we started something new or something like that. But it's better for y'all to just go ahead and start right after spring break.
Uh-huh.
So that way you can retain everything since it's a new system. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
I can't remember what year we did that. You know the date of the spring game?
I do. April 20-something. I have to check that. A lot of people have been tagging me, and it's crazy. I should know this. But I do not as of right now. I'll find that out for you.
I'm trying to stick around for it because I just want to be there. But my dad is the week before the draft, I think my dad is having his bachelor. I told you my dad's getting married, so he's having his bachelor's party in Vegas. And so I'll be gone then, and then I'll be home for the draft. And, I want to stick around. I don't know if I told you, but I'll be back most of April and half of March.
I was going to say, so, like, do you keep on training or do you just, you come back and, what, you come here and train or, like, what's the deal after?
Oh, yeah, so, my pro day is the 9th, right? So.
Right.
The combine is on the 3rd, this Thursday, and then I'll fly back to the Denver. I'll fly back here on Friday, pack, and then fly to Norman on Sunday. And then, pro day is on that Wednesday, I believe, the 9th, or Wednesday or Thursday. And then I'll just be there kicking it until I'll do whatever. So
yeah, because I guess everything you need to train for is already done now at this point.
Yeah,
pro day and combine, so it really needs to be no more training other like training for a combine pro day type deal.
Yeah, I might go there and interview BV for the pod because I'm not a player, but let's see if we can.
Yeah.
We can make that happen. But, yeah, I'll be there kicking it. I'm going to go to New York for a little bit. And basically, I'm just there training, doing whatever. I think a team can come and request a workout, like come to Norman to see me in person. Right. But I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I'll be around, that type of deal. So yeah, Sooner Nation, that is all we have for this part of the podcast. Like I said, wish me luck for the combine, and say a prayer for me. So coming up next, we have a commercial. Yeah. Hey, Brittany, you ever thought about how important home field advantage is? Like, we have 85,000 fans at every single game. That's wild.
There's nothing better than a home field advantage, Jay. Like, the atmosphere is ridiculous. It makes it hard for the opponent. It's hard to hear. There's nothing better than a home field advantage.
I know when I'm coming out that tunnel, man, and I hear all those fans, I get hype.
Sooner Nation, you guys help create one of the best home field advantages in the country, and we want to make sure you feel at home even when the team is away.
If you're thinking about buying a home, get in touch with our guy Heath Cribbs over at People's Home Equity. He'll help you get the ball rolling on a pre-approval so you can buy your first, next, or forever home. Maybe you just need more room for your man cave, a bigger backyard for barbecues on game day, or maybe you're looking to build your own palace on the prairie.
No matter what your goals are, Heath Cribs can help you find financing for your next crib. Hit them up today at 405-245-5296. That's 405-245-5296.
Heath's NMLS number is 1994928, and People's Home Equity's NMLS ID is 66247. People's Home Equity is an equal housing opportunity lender. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, Sooner Nation, up next, you know what it is, listener submitted questions. Braden and I are going to be really generous with these number of questions we got going on this time. I think we got 10 to 15, maybe even 20 questions. So we're just going to spit them out, keep it going, and rapid fire these things. So first one's up. Pepe Silvia Sr. on Twitter asked, what are your favorite OU jerseys to wear? Thoughts on a new alternative jersey, maybe black jersey for a night home game? All right, Pepe. My favorite one is the traditional home ones. That just so happened to be the jersey that I have the most pictures and touchdowns in. So I'm going to go with that one. And second, OU definitely needs to have a black jersey. Like, I don't understand why we don't have a black jersey. Honestly, we could get rid of the Rough Riders and just come up with a black jersey. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's clean. It'll be smooth. As long as we don't look like Alabama, I'm good for it. So that's my thoughts.
For me, my favorite jerseys to wear, just like Jay Hall, is the traditional home uniforms, the crimson and cream. I mean, I like the whites too, but the crimson cream just reminds me of Oakland. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I think of when I think of OU. So, thoughts on a new alternate? I would like to see it. I mean, I don't have a problem with the Rough Riders, honestly. But then again, a lot of people don't like them. The reason I don't have a problem with them is because we get to wear black with it. Like, we get to wear black cleats, black gloves, black socks, all that stuff. And I love that. So, that's why I don't mind it, but I understand why fans don't like it. But a black jersey, I agree with Jay Hall. I think we definitely need to have a black jersey. I think that would be smooth. But it has to be done the right way, though. You can't just put anything together. Like, I've seen some of these mock-ups, and I'm like, that ain't it right there. It has to be put together the right way. And I'm not saying I got the answers for that. I'm going to let the professionals decide that. All right, so question number two from Jordan D. Silva said, craziest recruiting stories you've heard from other players or from around college football? Not going to lie. I really don't know people's stories when it comes to recruiting, other than people that we've asked.
Yo, no. That Tennessee one about the money in the McDonald's bags.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. I mean, other than those, I mean, yeah, me personally, I've never heard of anything super crazy. I've heard of stuff like that, you know, I mean, the cars, the money in luggage bags and stuff like that. I mean, that's wild, but never heard of anything like that to anybody that I know of.
Oh, I was watching a... Wait. I was watching a documentary, or I think it was something on Twitter, when Adrian Peterson was trying to choose a school, LSU was also in the mix. And I think Ed Oregon was there. And, or I think, I'm pretty sure Ed Oregon was the coach somewhere. I'm not sure if it was LSU. But when Adrian was trying to choose a school, his dad was in prison. I'm pretty sure this is Adrian Peterson. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Adrian Peterson. His dad was in prison, right? And he could only see certain channels. And he could see OU play, but he couldn't see whatever team Ed Oregon was coaching. I'm pretty sure it was LSU, right? So Ed Oregon tried to get Adrian's dad transferred, bro, just so he could see LSU's games. And I thought that was pretty funny.
Huh.
So
that's kind of crazy. Yeah. If that's true, that's kind of crazy. I'm not going to lie.
Next question. Who is really tearing it up in the weight room besides Braden Willis? Jake Mayfield asked on Twitter. Braden?
Me. Nah, playing.
yes, we know you will.
Man, let me think.
Weight room monster.
You know, the rack next to me, they do a pretty good job, man. You know, okay. First, I have to give a shout out to my workout partners. I work out with Marcus and Carson Grews, my guys. You know, they've been pushing themselves, and Marcus Major. They've been doing a good job pushing themselves, and we've been getting some good work in. The right next to me is a group of linebackers. It's Joe Wete, Danny Stutzman, and Jake McCoy. I don't know why his name was slipping my brain for a second, but they do a really good job too. So I'm gonna go with that second right next to me. I'm gonna say they're killing it, because they've been, you know, they see me doing some stuff and they be trying to, you know, saying compete a little bit, but you know, I'm still OG. You know what I'm saying?
Big Poppy Willie. That's what they gonna start calling you. Weight room Willie. Hey, yeah, we need to make a hashtag out of that. Weight room Willie, you heard it here.
Oh, there we go. There's another one.
Jay Hall is nice with the nicknames. Weight room Willie. Matter of fact, I might tweet it right after this, just so we can get it started. Whew. Next question we have. Oh, Braden, you got this one.
Krista Sullivan says, "Can you tell us a little bit about your families? I know." Obviously, me, Braden Willis, has a little sister soccer player, but there are other siblings, or shout outs to your family. Yeah, so I got three sisters and two brothers, two stepsisters that I'm really close with, because my stepdad and my stepsisters have been in my life since I was two, you know, so I'm really close with them. I have a little sister named Grace that everybody knows because I'm her biggest fan. She's committed to Texas State for soccer, and she is a senior in high school. And then I have a baby brother, Chris. He lives in DeSoto with his mother. That's on my dad's side. And then I have an older brother and named Bryson. And that's kind of my family dynamic. All the people that I, you know, are really close to me, other than, you know, my family is really, really tight. So, I mean, I could name off a whole bunch of stuff, like, you know, shout out my, you know, I do want to shout out my auntie, my granny, and well, all my aunties, my granny, my cousins, because they always are supporting us and they're always buying us coffee. So shout out to the fam. But yeah, they listen to it religiously. So thank you, fam. Love y'all. And to anybody else I miss, I mean, I've got cousins and, you know what I'm saying, other aunties and great aunts and everything. Yeah. Everybody listen to my podcast. I love the fam. It's too many to say, but shout out all y'all.
Hey, did your mom tell you that I sent her a message? I told her, I just told her, like, thank you.
And, oh, yeah?
Yeah. I told her. I'm surprised she didn't tell you. I just told her. She had responded to something I posted, and I told her it was in the morning, so I just told her good morning and thank you for the support and love, because she's always tweeting and tagging me and stuff.
Oh, so, no, she didn't tell me. Was this recent?
Yeah, this was like, I think like 3 days ago or 2 days ago.
I'm surprised she didn't tell me.
Slacking.
I'm saying. Come on, mama. She probably was like, it's because he didn't call me.
She's like, you don't call me no more, so I ain't going to call you.
No, my mom knows I call her. I call my mom every week, multiple times.
That's love. Ladies and gentlemen, I have one brother, one sister. They're both, my brother just turned 21. My sister's 20. My brother runs track at Catawba in Salisbury, North Carolina. So don't get to see him too often because he's always in season when I'm out of season. And he does indoor track too. So this kid is busy all the time. My sister, she goes to Winston-Salem State in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And she's a referee. She's a basketball referee on the side. So be nice to your referees if you have kids that are in AAU basketball. It's not your fault, or it's not the referee's fault if a team is getting blown out by 30 points and you're asking for a foul. Like, no, like, we're trying to go home. Let my sister ref and quit cursing at her sometimes. Like, relax. So that's what my siblings got going on. They're both juniors, and Jay Hall leads the way in the household. So
there you go.
Moving on to our next question. What's the biggest hit you've seen at practice? Let's see.
Oh, at practice? Some good ones.
Practice. I can't recall one from practice, but Jay Hall took a big hit in fall camp 2020, and I'll never forget that one, boy. Jaden, I got it from Jaden Davis, and it's crazy because Jaden is like a lot smaller than me, but it just so happened to be the perfect hit. Picture this: Jay Hall is the tight end on the left, to the single receiver side. And I run a flat route, right? And Trajan Bridges was the outside receiver, and he was supposed to run a go route. But he was supposed to release outside so the corner would turn his hips and not see me run into the flat. So how about Trajan releases inside, right? So I'm pretty sure you can imagine. As soon as I get the ball, bam, I get hit right under my shoulder pads where there's no protection, and I can't breathe at all. I'm sitting there. Chris, our trainer, runs over. He's like, relax, Jay Hall, relax, relax. I'm like, get my pads off me. I can't breathe. Like, oh, my goodness. I'll never forget that one. But, yeah, that's probably one of the hardest hits I've ever taken in practice, just because it wasn't even a hard hit. It was just, like, in the perfect spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hardest hit. I got two situations. And I don't know. Maybe we can. Yeah. Well, the first one I'm going to say is TJ and my old roommate, Trouble. Back when they first got here, you know, both of them were very headstrong and they was going to run through anything. So the first scrimmage during maybe, I don't know if it was fall or spring or something like that. It had to have been fall if it was our first scrimmage or something. But the first time they went, you know, we were live at practice, I just remember them two going together, and it was like two freight trains. They're like, pow! And they both got up, yeah! And I'm like, who won? We don't know. It was just a big old collision. But I have to say, that was probably one of the hardest hits I've seen. And then the second one, don't know if we can say this. So, you know what I'm saying? If Alex needs to cut this, Alex, you know to cut this. But the second one is, it was actually in a fight, if you remember. and wait, I thought he'd go get.
Wait, which one?
It was one way back. It was when Creed and them was here, because it involved Creed.
Yo, that's the one that I missed. That's when I know what you're talking about. I was hurt for that one, and I was okay. in the weight room with Scotty. Oh my gosh, I remember that.
Okay, so look,
I never saw
it. I know they're gonna kill me. I know they're gonna kill me for saying this. Multiple guys on the team, but there's a little scuffle out there, right? You know,
yeah.
You practice hard, you know, and some D linemen get into it with the O linemen, and which is normal, you know, and. I'm pretty sure Perrion goes over there for some reason to break it up. Like, everybody's like, what? Perrion goes over there to break it up? Perrion goes over there to break it up. But Creed thinks that he's going over there to do something with whoever it was that got into it. So Creed runs over there, grabs him, and, like, suplexes him over his shoulder. And we were all like, oh, my God. It was the craziest thing I said because everybody's like, bro, Perrion's not a small dude, bro. Like, Perrion is the big dude. Like, he's Perrion's swole, you know? And then everybody's like, but, I mean, it is Creed, but I mean,
yeah.
So,
bro, that was
the other one. That was crazy.
I was so mad.
And we did up downs for an hour after that. Yeah.
I do recall that because I was out there doing sit ups and push ups with you guys. That was.
Yeah.
Dang, man. I'm actually, like, upset that I missed that because I remember coming out and all y'all had just finished. I'm like, yo, what happened? And I was like, all right, I'm going to look at it on film later. They cut the film. I never saw it. I was so hurt.
Oh, man. It was the craziest thing ever, bro. All
right, so next question.
Next question. Oh, jinx. I get it. The next question is from Juliet. She said, how do you feel about wearing suits on game day? I personally love it. I was going to wear a suit. My mom got me a custom-made suit in this season, but it wasn't going to be done. I was supposed to wear it on the last home game of the season. Yeah. Iowa State wasn't done. So I was going to get clean regardless. Never had the opportunity to. But, I mean, I am not opposed to it. First off, they're buying us our own suits. So that's pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, who wouldn't want their own custom tailored suit for when you leave to go get a job or whatever?
I think exactly.
if it still fits. But at least you'll have that chance to see if it still fits. Instead of, you know what I'm saying? If it still fits, you're good. Instead of having to buy a new suit.
Yeah.
But I personally think it's really cool. I think it's going to make us all look sharp and business-like. And it's just a change, you know? I mean, changes are good.
I will never complain for getting a suit for the free ski. So I'm for it. But at the same time, I did like the individuality that we had before. But some guys wouldn't always dress up, which sometimes makes it look good. Well, sometimes doesn't make it look as good. So I'm for the suits. Yeah, I like it. So looking forward to seeing you guys look crisp, even though you guys are all going to be posting the same picture after game day down. Maybe like once a year, everybody's going to be in the same suit. So, or do you guys get to choose like what kinds?
We get to choose.
Okay.
But the first game I'm rocking, I'm not rocking the suit that everybody else gets. I'm rocking my own suit, but that's no here or there.
Okay.
Okay. And then, I mean, you get to have a little bit of individuality, you know what I'm saying? I might throw on a little, you know, a hat like Cam Newton be wearing, maybe, you know, some sayings.
Throwing a hat.
I don't know.
Change the pocket square.
You know, you know what I'm saying? I might pull a full Cam Newton and cut the sleeves on a slip. Nah, I'm not doing that.
Oh, boy.
I'm playing. I support it. Oh, man. But no, I think it's cool, Jeff.
No, you'll get a like and a comment from Jay Hall.
Appreciate that, buddy.
No problem. Here, let's speed through some more questions real quick. I think we only gotten through five. Let's see if I can find one on Twitter. Somebody asked, who is our favorite non-football athlete? And I can't find their name, but I just saw it. Sorry if you asked this, but you don't get a shout out. But to answer for me, there's only one person in this world that I like fanboy over, and he's bald, he's light skinned, and he's amazing, and he's not an athlete anymore. But The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I don't know if we've talked about this before. We may or may not have, but I love this man. Like, he's the only person that I really want to meet and have a conversation with and be best friends with, because I think that he's done not everything right in his life, but he's so well-rounded. You know, it seems like everything this man touches, it turns to gold. So it was cool to see him pregame for the Super Bowl, talking and all that. And yeah, so that's my guy. Let's see.
For me, I'll probably go LeBron.
LeBron? For the same reason. They have to be a non-athlete.
Oh, non-athlete?
Yeah.
Non-athlete. That's kind of cheating because The Rock was an athlete.
What? That's true.
Well, he's retired. I'll go. Yeah, he is retired. He is retired. Oh, man. Who am I going to go? After seeing the new documentary, Ye, I have a new – I mean, I always knew, you know, I had a respect for Ye, but after seeing the documentary, Ye, it just gave me a new appreciation on his work ethic and everything like that. Yeah. So I guess I could go with Ye, you know.
Have you watched both the episodes?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you saw my tweet earlier today, bro. Ever since I started, well, I cannot stop listening to The College Dropout. Like, I have listened to the Wire like 6 times today.
Nah, for sure. Nah, definitely newfound. I mean, like I said, I don't want none of y'all coming on my Twitter page talking about Sue. What? You never heard of Kanye? Da da da. No, I listen to Kanye. I have heard all of his music. I'm just saying, when you get to see a documentary and see all the things that went into it,
yeah,
it gives you a little bit of more respect and appreciation for the music.
No, for sure. I think I was telling you this before. Somebody came in my comments and was like, "Dang, J Hall, you didn't know this? You really old? Were you really young?" And I was like, in my head, that low key, like, it pressed one of my buttons, because it's like, my bad, bro. I'm sorry. I was born in 1998. Maybe you're just old as explicit. Like, my apologies. Oh, I'm sorry. I was 6 years old when The College Dropout dropped. So I don't know what you want me to do. Matter of fact, it was before my birthday, so I was 5. So, anyways, another question we
Next
have.
Question.
How do you feel about Jocelyn Allo getting the Bonds treatment? So, I don't know if you know, Braden, but this girl is getting walked every time she comes up to the plate.
Oh, I've seen it. Oh, yeah, I've seen it on Twitter. Yeah. I mean, she should. Why wouldn't she?
I mean, look, if you gonna walk Jocelyn Allo, then our girl Jada, Billy's girl, Miss Coleman, is going to come up and hit a bomber and win the game anyway. So walk Jocelyn if you want to.
I mean, yeah, for sure. And don't get me wrong. But, I mean, if you're a coach, you know what I'm saying? If you're a coach and you see the game is tied or whatever. Hold on. Or, no, they were losing by 2. We were losing by 2. It was 8-7, I think, at the time. And you're coaching, there's already a girl on base. And then, wait, was there a girl on base? No, she was the girl I gave it. Why would you risk tying the game up by pitching to her? I wouldn't either. I would walk her too. Take my chances. Not saying the chances are great. Not saying the chances are great after her, because all of them are sluggers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a lose-lose when you're playing OU, which is fine with me because I'm a fan. So,
look. All I'm going to say is, you can't play scared, man, because they was walking her before that. And I think some other teams started walking her too. Like, yo, just pitch to her on the inside, man. Like, come on, have some faith. That it just shows, like, you just scared.
Yeah, she's going to turn on that. She's going to turn on that, and she's going to send it yard. Yes.
Yeah.
It don't matter where this pitch, she's going to turn on that and send it.
Yo, I don't know if I ever told you this before, right? Jocelyn might get on to me about this, but I'm gonna tell this in the nicest way possible, because I don't think I've ever publicly told this story. But this was back before Jocelyn was Jocelyn. This was like when she first got to school, right? She was looking. I was out on the corner, And you know how the corner gets. It's hectic. A lot of our viewers are former or OU player, or not players, but, you know, alumni. And, yeah, so the corner is the corner. She was looking for somebody. And I was friends with this person. So Jocelyn comes up and grabs me. And she's like, hey, have you seen such and such? Bro, she grabbed me so hard. She grabbed me so hard. I'm like, yo, if you don't relax, yo, strong Hawaiian behind. I have felt the force of Jocelyn Allo firsthand, and it is nothing to play with. So I am. Let's just put it that way, in the nicest way possible. This girl is strong, okay? So I understand not wanting to pitch to her, but let's. I know we
another question.
We haven't answered as many as we wanted to, but let's hit one more.
Yeah, I got one from my perspective. Jack Spurlock, he asked a host of questions. I'll go through real quick and answer them. He said, number one was, favorite time for a football game, morning or afternoon? Not going to lie, kind of like it in the morning, but the night atmosphere is better. Morning, because you don't have to wait all day to play. You don't have to brew on it. You know what I'm saying? You get up and you already in that mode. But night atmosphere is a little bit better. The question number two, favorite college game you've played in? Probably easy, Baylor 2019, the comeback at Baylor, or the UT game this previous year. Two pretty fun games. Then number three is OU getting a black uniform this year? And I have no clue. I don't pull the strings on that, so I have no clue.
I can't release all the information that I know. But my favorite game is definitely, we'll talk. My favorite game was definitely the UT game, and that's just for I don't even have to explain that one. And my favorite time to play is 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, whatever that afternoon time is, because the game ends by 5 or 6 and I still have time to, you know, go eat with my family, take a nap, take a shower, and still go out. I don't love the night games because you lose your entire day. Like, I don't get to see my family when they fly in, for real. Like, everybody's tired. We've waited all day. And, you know, unless it's a big game, like, I wish we played Texas at night sometimes, or the Baylor game at night. That was fun, that comeback that we had with Jalen Hurts. Oklahoma State this past year, that was fun. Fun night game. So it just depends on the game. But I don't want to play like Western Carolina at night. Like, that would be terrible. Nobody wants to do that.
Right.
But Sooner Nation, once again, thank you for the support. Thank you for tuning in for this episode. As I said before, be sure to say a prayer for Jay Hall Thursday morning, like as soon as you wake up, because I have the bench that morning. Okay, so the day starts early for me. And tune in to NFL Network to see your boy kill the combine. So looking forward to that. Pray for Braden and to make sure that he makes weight tomorrow.
For sure.
I don't know if he's reached 10K on Instagram yet, so let's check that before we sign off. He's at 9,190. So if we can get that man up at least 900 more, he'll be there. And support our women's sports, by the way. Go to the women's basketball games. Obviously, you guys are going to the softball games. Go to a couple of the tennis matches, you know. You don't got to stay the whole time, but you know what I'm saying? Like, just go show love, you know?
Sure.
Once again, thank you for all the coffees you guys have bought for us. I appreciate the love. Braden,
yes, thank you. Nah, same thing. Thank you for the coffees and love. See y'all next week.
Deuces. Yeah,